It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here this morning, and you heard as you were driving in that I did have a question about sunflowers.
Good morning. Yes, I did.
So Sherry and I, for the first time last year, bought a couple of little sunflower plants, and we knew that there would be one and done, so I decided just for the fun of it to leave the dead stalks in the ground over the spring, and then lo and behold, I have more and even thicker and taller sunflowers growing right next to them. So I guess they drop the seed very well?
Yeah, yep. They can reseed themselves, and the seeds live in the ground over the winter, and you can get some new sunflowers, free sunflowers, I should say, next year. And it's also nice for the birds and stuff, too, to leave the dead heads up so they can have that.
Yep. Okay. And now, Sherry would love to get the big, gigantic sunflowers. Is it better to you just get the seeds or the plantlings? And what do you suggest?
You can do both, but sunflowers are probably one of the easiest things to germinate.
Really?
From seed. Yep.
You wouldn't think so because they're so ginormous.
Yep. They germinate really fast and grow really fast, so they're really easy that way. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'd say you get some seeds next spring and make your wife happy.
That's a top priority.
Main goal, right?
Right.
Yep. Right.
So I know another thing we're talking about, we're looking at the extended forecast. We haven't had any rain. Ooh, we're not going to get any rain, and it's going to get really hot. So how do we continue to do the right amount of watering?
Yep. Right now, I don't know if you can hurt anything by overwatering at this point because we're looking at, another like 10 days or something of absolutely no rain. And a lot of customers have come in concerned about some yellowing leaves on established shrubs and trees that they already, that they've had in the ground for years. But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll shed some leaves to conserve water,
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt to really give your established stuff a drink.
Okay. All right, good to know. And what else can we find when we walk into Frost Farms?
We've also had a lot of folks coming in. We've still got a lot of summer left, and so some people have come in to replace their hanging baskets and some of their annuals and pots, and so we've got a lot of new fresh material to do that, too. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're open, of course, 7 days a week.
7 days a week, yep. 9 to 5 during the week and 9 to 4 on the weekends.
And again, you're right in Town Hill, right at the head of the island. It's just a quick 15-minute drive, and you beat the traffic, and it's great.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, thank you, Frosty.
Have a good day.
You too.
That's the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.